PhD course, part two. More knowledge for you motherfuckers.
I don't have a whiteboard this time. Well, I do. It's there, but I'm not moving it.
So this is, as I said at the end, the first PhD. If you have any questions you want to ask me, if there's any information you feel like you need that I didn't portray, to drop me some emails. I've had some really interesting emails with some interesting questions, so I'm going to answer them here. I'm going to keep all the names and everything anonymous so no one knows who asked what, and I'm going to, obviously this email is going to go out to everyone who bought the course. The reason I'm not answering specifically to each person who asked me the question is because maybe some of the points I'm going to mention in these questions are valid for people who didn't particularly ask the question. So I think there's knowledge in here from everybody. So let's get started. First things first. First email I had. Hi, Andrew. Amazing course. Of course. Anyway. I've been learning a lot from your content. Of course. But there are some questions I have in mind. So, one. Aside from Instagram or social media, what are your recommended alternatives for getting girls? Social media can be distracting, and not everyone wants to expose their lifestyle. Valid point. If you don't want to use social media, you have a few choices. You have in-person, which is obviously the old school way. Very doable, but I'd say it's much harder for me to teach. It's difficult for me to teach it in a course. Only a week ago, I was in New York with myself, Christian McQueen, and Goldman Unleashed. We were all together in the club with one guy who was trying to learn from us, and he learned from all three of us at once, that lucky fucker. But going up to girls and approaching them, really, and I know this is going to sound cliche, it's about confidence. It's about not being creepy. It's about a few basic tips and tricks. I'll give you some basic tips and tricks, but it's hard for me to put it into a course. If you really want to know how to approach girls on the street or approach girls in a club and have the best possible chance of them speaking to you, that's fine. Email me separately. We'll put together some training. Look, I'm a real person. I'm not some dude on the internet. If you say, look, Tate, I really want to learn how to do this. I say, okay, look, get a flight to Paris or get a flight here, get a flight, whatever, whatever. Let's meet up and let's hit the club and I'll show you how I do it. So, tips and tricks for approaching girls. First things first is you have to get their attention. Now, I've seen the biggest mistake I've probably seen guys make is that they don't get a girl's attention before they try and talk to her. They go up to her and they say, oh, excuse me, you're really pretty. Or excuse me, my name's Kevin or whatever. Women are female. Females are female. I mean, their mindset's female. They're distracted. They're thinking about fucking bullshit and Gossip Girls and Sex in the City, and their brains are a mess. They're women. Or they're thinking about me because I fucked them 2 years ago and I can't get over it. So you have to get 100% of their attention. You can't go up to a girl in a bar while she's on her phone or while she's talking to her friends and say, excuse me, my name's Kevin. She's going to be like, what? Her saying what, or I don't understand you, or I can't hear you, is a bad first response to your approach. It's just a negative start. What? It's just negative. So you have to get their attention. And the way I do that is by being supremely confident with the fact that I want to talk to them. So I'll go up to a girl, I'll say, excuse me, I'll tap her on the shoulder, excuse me. She'll stop, she'll look at me, and I will literally delay for a second or two. I'll wait for her to give me her full attention and fully look at me before I say something. So this is the most important thing. I've seen too many people fuck that up. You have to get the girl's attention. This is in the club, it's one thing. But on the street or somewhere else, it's even more important. If you go up to a girl while she's walking, oh, you're beautiful, but she's like, what the fuck, what? It's going to be an annoyance to her. If you say, excuse me, and you make her stop and say, sorry, I didn't want to stop you, but. And then you start to talk. When you have 100% of her attention, she's devoting attention to you. The compliment you're going to give her, because that's what it effectively is, has a lot more weight and a lot more value, as opposed to just throwing it at her while she walks down the street. First things first is get their attention, make them pay attention to you. Personally, I cut straight to the point. I say to a girl, I say, you're absolutely beautiful. And if you say that, there's very little bad or wrong they can say. I mean, if they're a complete dickhead, or if they have a boyfriend, they might go, okay, thanks, and turn around. That's a fine interaction. Nothing bad's happened. You haven't been insulted. You haven't been shot down, really. So this will give you the confidence to approach any girl you want. If you get her attention, tell her she's beautiful, even if she goes, oh, okay, thanks, and turns around, then you can just walk off. What bad's happened? Nothing. But if she goes, oh, thank you, and she continues to look at you, then you know she wants you to keep talking to her. So that's my opener. People have different openers. That's my personal opener. I've seen a lot of guys who go, oh, my name's Kevin or whatever. The reason I don't do that is because I don't think she gives a fuck what your name is, bro. She doesn't even know you. Excuse me, yeah, my name's Andrew. So, who the fuck are you? Like internally, that's what she's thinking. Whereas if you, saying my name's Andrew means it's all about me. The attention's on me, here's who I am. She doesn't care who you are because she doesn't know you. Saying you are beautiful means the attention's all about her. And she's more likely to respond positively to a compliment which is all about her than an introduction from some dude who she doesn't fucking know. She doesn't care about who you are. So I say, you're absolutely beautiful. I say, thanks. I say, so she'll say, I'll say, what's your name? And she'll tell me, da da da. And then I'll start talking shit. So what do I say when I start talking shit? I don't know. I'll talk absolute garbage. It depends where I am. It depends on the situation. But like I said in the first statement, the first lesson in the PhD course, we're always aiming for progression. So if we're in a bar, I'll go up and say, excuse me, you're absolutely beautiful. She'll go, oh, thanks. I said, I've got good news. See, I use little things like that. I'll say, if I say, I've got good news, blah, 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 she doesn't respond as much. But I'll say, I have good news. And she'll say, good news, what? I'll start getting her to respond, and I'll do that with little breaks. So I have good news. She'll say, what? I'll say, me and you are drinking. And if she's with other girls, I'll say, all of us are drinking. We're all drinking vodka, and I'll just point to them and say, vodka, bar, and I'll start ordering shit with the vodka shots. Oh, I don't drink vodka, da, da, da. You do with me. Start being assertive, drinks, told her she's beautiful, who's this dude, whoa, vodka's coming, oh, vodka, okay, cheers, everyone, cheers, bang, and you're friends. Another little trick I'll give, if you've been talking to a girl for 3 or 4 minutes before you've introduced yourself, a good trick I'll give is, if you ask her her name, and she says it's Katie or whatever, leave it a second and wait to see if she asks you your name back. So let's say you've been talking to a girl, you meet her in a coffee shop, you're talking shit. Oh, the line in this coffee shop's always so long. Yeah, I know, it's too long. If I owned a coffee shop, I'd make sure my staff had to run everywhere. Otherwise, they'd all get fired, because I'm the king. Well, you should open a coffee shop then. I will. Are you going to come in? Yeah, I'll always buy coffee from you. Typical bullshit conversation I have with those that I meet in coffee shops. Oh, Talk to her for a few minutes. I'll say, so what's your name? Katie. After she tells me her name, I'll pause for a second. I don't introduce myself. Pause, and I wait to see if she asks me my name. This is a huge tell, and I've heard this somewhere else before, and I can't remember where, but it's something I observed and something I used before I heard it somewhere else, and it's true. You say, what's your name? Katie, and then you wait. She goes, and you? I'll say, oh, my name's Andrew. Then she's interested in you. You say, what's your name? She goes, Katie. She doesn't give a fuck who you are after talking to you for a few minutes, that it's probably not going to go anywhere. Doesn't mean you have to abandon the whole procedure. It just means be aware that it's probably not going to go anywhere. So that's a few tips. Fucking hell, no edits. Tips and tricks for picking up girls in person. But a lot of that shit and that charisma and stuff, that's just down to practice. I think I talked about Luke the Man in the first video. Did I talk about Luke the Man in the first PhD video? I can't remember. I'm going to talk about Luke the Man again. So when my brother worked in a coffee shop, there was a black guy from the Ivory Coast Republic called Luke, and he was broke. He worked in a coffee shop. He was African, black, ugly, skinny, no money. And he used to try on every girl who came in that shop. If you went to buy a coffee, he'd just give you the coffee and say, hey, baby, you're so beautiful. This is when Tristan worked in Pret. So Tristan was about 18, it was about 10, 11 years ago, before this Me Too shit. He would be fired by now for fucking sexual misconduct, probably. Hey, you're so beautiful. You say to every single girl, and he always just called, they say, what's your name? You go, Luke, like James Bond, James Bond. You go, Luke the Man. That's what he used to call himself. He's a G. Anyway, so he used to try on every single girl, and he was so ugly and had no money that he used to get shot down 99 times out of 100. And my brother, being young, used to say to him, why do you do that? They all say no to you. He goes, yes, but some say yes. And one day, Luke came in with pictures of a Hungarian girl. Must have been like some racist Hungarian girl whose father's a strict Christian. She had some fantasy about fucking a black dude or something. I don't know, but she was a fucking 9. Hot. And Luke is as ugly and as poor as you can get. He's in a worse position than any of you. And he fucked this fucking Hungarian supermodel. And he had pictures of her naked. My brother's like, how the fuck did you do that? He goes, because I'm Luke the Man. Luke the Man keeps trying. And this is an important lesson. You haven't really got to have anything. If you're prepared to do the numbers, if you're really that militant about it and you don't give a shit about getting shot down, then you're never going to fail. That's the truth. If you're that militant with your numbers. But if you're like me, I'm selective. I'm not one of them dudes who's like day game, run around the mall all day, going up to every girl I see. I'm not like that. That's not me. I'm calm, cool, and collected. I'll approach a bitch once a week, maybe. And she's got to be hot. Fine. I ain't going to no basics, 7s and shit. I have enough girls. So if I go up to a girl, it's like if I see a 10, then I'll go approach a girl. But in reality, I don't often do it. But if I do it, that's how it's done. Another way you can do it is Tinder. Everyone uses Tinder. Tinder is perfectly doable. You can meet good girls on Tinder. There's nothing wrong with Tinder. So Tinder, short answer, Tinder. But whether you're on Tinder or in person, progression. So if I meet a girl in person, I still get the Instagram. And I get the Instagram within 3 to 4 minutes. I still do that. Or I still get the WhatsApp. Exactly the same. And if I'm talking to them on Tinder, you want to get them off Tinder ASAP. If I'm talking to a girl in the club, I'll talk to her after we've had the shots, so what's your Instagram? I bet you have loads of men following you. Oh, not that many. 25,000 dudes following her. I follow her Insta. I get the Instagram early on, so I have her contact details to hit her up later. So I get that shit early. Same with Tinder. If you're talking to her on Tinder, then she's talking to loads of dudes on Tinder. Talk to her a little bit, just like the lessons in the first PhD course. Talk a little bit of shit, 4 or 5 minutes, bang. Try and get her Instagram or WhatsApp. Get her off Tinder. Get her into a platform to reduce the numbers. You're always looking to reduce the numbers. If you're talking to her in real life, everyone can talk to her. Reduce it to her Instagram, 25,000. Reduce that to her WhatsApp, a couple hundred. Reduce that to dating, one guy. Always looking to reduce the numbers. So whether it's Tinder or in person, progression. You're not looking to just talk shit. Get contact details and progress. Next, Big Daddy Tate. You mentioned that your girl cannot have male friends and she'd be interested in talking to you and you only. Correct. How can this be achieved without behaving like an insecure beta who is mate guarding? Attractive women often have multiple guys texting her even when she's not interested at all. What actions would you take? Very good question. And also, the person who said this is perspicacious enough to know that you don't want to look exactly like he said, an insecure beta mate guarding. So mate guarding is when you're like, oh, like just super protective, pathetically protective over your girl. That's not an alpha quality. So how do you approach this from an alpha stance? Well, it depends. If it's a girl who you're just seeing and dating, there's not much you can do about it. You don't have the authority yet. If it's a girl you've been with for a while, there's a lot you can do about it. So if I'm just dating a girl and I know she's dating dudes or talking to dudes, whatever, I do nothing. I don't give a shit. I'll fuck her. I'll progress towards banging her. I'll let her do what she's going to do. I'll bang her and I'll do the test we talked about in the first episode. The cut attention test. Bang, cut the attention off. And then we'll see how she reacts from there. If I fuck her and she chases me badly, then I'm going to know the other dude she's talking to, she ain't interested in. Because she's chasing me for my attention after having sex with me. If I have sex with her and I don't hear from her and she's a bit annoyed by it, but she starts chasing her other dudes, then she ain't worth shit anyway. Once again, for that test, I'm not saying stop talking to the girl completely. I'm not saying that. I'm saying reduce your attention. Reduce your attention. It has to be, it's a fine line. You have to reduce your attention enough so that she can feel something's changed, but not too much so she can call you out on it. You've got to be just at that line where you can play innocent, where she can say, oh, you fucked me and you're not talking to me anymore. Don't want to be able to say that. You got to reduce it enough so she doesn't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like he likes me. That's how it's that fine line. I'm not saying never talk to her again. I'm saying reduce the attention. That's what I said. If it's a girl you've been with for a while, you don't fucking lay it down, bro. What the fuck's she doing? If you say to her, we've been together a few months now, I don't like these dudes texting you. If you had no legs and was fat and was in a wheelchair, they wouldn't text you. They're not texting you for your personality. They're texting you because you're attractive. I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm your man. If you want to talk to a man, you can talk to me. Stop replying to these guys. And if you say that to her, she goes, no, I really like them. They're my friends. If she's going to choose them over you, then she's going to cheat on you in the end anyway. This is the harsh reality of the game. If you lay it down and say it's me or them, and she chooses them, then what's the possibility of her being loyal to you in the long term? It's zero. It may be a time frame, but in the end, it's zero. If her texting these dudes who want to fuck her is more important than keeping you happy, then eventually she's going to cheat. So the question is this. What do you do? Well, if she chooses them, it's better to end the relationship there and walk off as a hero and to upset her and destroy her heart than to let it slowly fade away while she slowly falls in love with some new dude. So you end up catching her cheating on you with some other guy. And then when you're upset, she doesn't give a fuck. Because women are ruthless. So let me make that clear to you one more time. You lay it down and you say, I don't like you talking to other men. I'm your man. You don't talk to other men. If you talk to other men, I'm not going to be able to take you seriously. So this is not going to be a relationship if we're going to do that. She goes, oh, no, well, I want to do that. So, yeah, all right, cool. All right, that's all I've just told you I'm not comfortable with it. If you want to keep talking to them, then talk to them. That's all you do. And then you reduce your attention right down. Reduce it completely. Are you, oh, I'm assuming tonight I'm busy. Reduce your attention right now. Oh, fine. If you're going to be upset because I'm talking to guys, fine, fuck you then. Then you're never going to control me. I like to have friends, da, da, da. If that's the kind of person she is, she's going to cheat on you eventually anyway. So your choices are, you leave her and she's upset, or she cheats on you and you're upset. Which one's better? Well, I'll tell you, the one that's better is upsetting her. Not just because it avoids you discomfort, but also because if you upset her, you're going to have an emotional hangover that allows you to get her back later. I've had this exact scenario with girls. Exact scenario. I said, why are you talking to this guy? Oh, I've known him since school, da, da, da. So I don't care how much long you've known him, he still wants to fuck you, so stop talking to him. Oh, but I've known him forever, we've only been together a few months. Tell him you have a boyfriend, and that you're still friends, but you can't really meet up with him, you've got a boyfriend, and stop fucking texting. Simple. Oh, but you know, I just think you're trying to control me. I said, all right, forget it, do what you want. But I'm not taking you seriously if you're talking to a bunch of guys. I'm not taking that kind of girl seriously. Oh yeah, well, whatever, da, da, da. Cut my attention right down. She got fresh, I dumped her. Now I'm telling you something. That girl, this was a long time ago, that girl once every 4 to 5 months to this day likes a picture on my Instagram or fucking drops me some bullshit meme in my Facebook inbox. Still trying to this day, this was years ago, because I'm the guy who dumped her. My attention is the most valuable. Remember the lessons from the first one. My attention is the most valuable because my attention's hard to get. She didn't do what I wanted. She didn't conform to be the way I want her to be. So, where's my piece of paper? FDB, fuck you, bye, I found another girl. You're not in the business of turning a hoe into a housewife. If a girl's mentality is I need to talk to lots of men all the time, it's not your job to fix her, bro. That's not your job. Lay it down, make it clear, and make her make a choice. It's really as simple as that. But you have to be prepared to walk away if you don't get what you want. Like Trump said, the art of the deal. And it may upset you, you may be annoyed, you may lose a girl you don't really want it, da da da. But this is the truth. You're looking for a wife, or you're looking for a girl you can be with forever. She ain't that girl. So cut your attention right now and find someone else. If she won't comply, that's how you handle that situation. 3, you talked about dropping attention after having sex with a woman. Will this increase the girl's the risk of a false rape accusation? E.g. the girl feeling used or manipulated. Very valid question, and this is why I said drop the attention to a very important fine line level where she can feel that the attention's dropped, but she cannot call you out on it. It's that perfect level of, oh, I don't want to say anything, I can't say, he is texting me back, but it doesn't feel the same. It's just that perfect level. So that's something you have to do with experience. You have to cut the attention down, but she can't be able to call you out on it. So that handles that. But a very good question. Expanding on the approaching stage. Next question. Will you be expanding on the approaching stage? Approaching girls, I'll give you some tips in the first question, but it's really something you have to see. If I had to break that down to 3 things, it would be get their attention first. It's absolutely not really a numbers game, especially when you're approaching girls. If you're going up to girls in the club, they might have done drugs, they don't want to pay attention, they might be too drunk, they might have their boyfriend in the club or an ex-boyfriend in the club, or it might be a bunch of people in the club they know and they don't want to be seen talking to guys. There's so many outside influences when you're approaching girls that you really have to be prepared to do a complete numbers game. You have to be prepared to approach if you want to pull same night, especially in the modern world. So it's a numbers game, absolutely. Get their attention first, and whatever you say, the first thing you say after you get their attention should be a compliment. That's my advice. Right. Next question. This is a very, very long question. But it's about a guy who does his approaches at colleges during the week and aims to take the girls he meets during the week to bars at the weekend and close the deal. It's a very efficient system. I agree with that. But his question is very basically is, I can't seem to figure out the cold approaching during the day because I feel it's totally different vibe versus approaching in a club or a bar. I get a few leads during the day, but sometimes there's something I'm missing in my day game that I can't seem to figure out. I'm not hitting the level of leads I should be getting during the day versus the leads I get at night. I'll tell you what, and obviously I don't know the exact scenario, but I'll tell you what those things are. I probably answered a lot of this question in the previous question, but the reason it's easier at night is because 1, it's a more relaxed vibe. 2, girls are drinking. And they're more sociable when they're drinking. That's the reason it's easier. The music on, they're happy. They no one goes out. No one really goes out when they're depressed or busy or stressed. They go out to be happy. They're happy. They're drinking. They're with their moron friends talking about moron shit. They're receptive. So they're more receptive at night than they are during the day. So why are you doing better at night than during the day? Well, I do think it's easier at night. You're probably always going to do a little bit better at night than you are during the day. However, you're saying if your day game's seriously lacking, the first thing is, like I said, are you getting her attention before you talk to her? Are you doing that properly? Second thing, are you complimenting her? And third thing is, how are you getting her contact details? I find, this is why I use Instagram so much. Instagram is so useful because even I find that a girl who doesn't really want to give you her phone number will happily give you her Instagram. So, because Instagram's public. Instagram's for everyone. So if you want leads during the day, instead of trying to get the phone number, which can be a little bit awkward, and especially in the world we live in now, the Me Too era, all these girls are sketchy as fuck, they're all living on edge, they're all nervous. You talk to a girl for 5 minutes, say, oh, what's your phone number? They can be a bit like, oh, they don't want to give it out. If you say, I'll tell you what, it was really nice talking to you, you're beautiful, I want to follow you on Instagram. Not give me your Instagram, I want to follow you on Instagram. A girl doesn't say no to that because they let anyone follow them on Instagram. Anyone can follow them on Instagram. So what I'll do is I'll say, oh, it was really nice talking to you. Yeah, you're really beautiful. I'll tell you what, I want to see your face again. I'm going to follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram? And I'll give them my phone. In fact, I try to avoid doing that because a couple times I've given them my phone and like a WhatsApp's come up. Love you, baby. And all goes to shit. So, but I'll say, oh, what's your Instagram? Then I'll type your Instagram in. But before you walk off, they'll just go, okay, bye. Follow them. Click message, and then what I'll do is, in fact, let me see if I've got it fucking right here. Because I know you guys know I don't lie. Let me see if I can find one right now, an example of what I do. I did this like 2 days ago. I've got so many messages in my inbox. I don't know where to find it. That was New York. It was after I got back from New York. No edits. You guys are just going to sit there and wait. All right, so anyway, I got her Instagram. And then while she was watching me, while she was paying attention, I sent her a message of cherries. Cherries in my thing, choose your own fruit. So I get her Instagram and I click message and I send her something. Or you can send her a selfie, it's another good idea. Ask for her Instagram, she'll give it to you, click follow and go, oh, you probably have loads of guys messaging you. Oh no, I don't, you must do, but you have loads of guys. I don't want you to forget about me. Here, wait, go camera. And like get and do a selfie, a stupid picture, and send it to her message. And she'll laugh, oh, I'll say, now you know who I am. I'm gonna message you later. I'll also say I'm gonna message you later to get some kind of verbal agreement. Oh, okay. And what they'll reply is instinctively, oh, okay. And then when you message them, they feel more compelled to reply. Well, I agreed to message it. Now, if she messages you a little bit and it doesn't go anywhere, whatever. But I'm just talking about to make it easier to get the leads. So don't ask for numbers, ask for Instagrams. Message them while there, do a selfie or send some fruit or some bullshit, and say something like, I'm going to message you later, I want to talk to you. I'm super forward with what I do and say, but I'm not creepy with it. I'm just very clear about my objectives. What's your Instagram? You're beautiful. I'm going to follow you. Da, 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 da. Okay, I'm going to message you later, I want to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you later. Okay. I'm very clear about what I want to happen. So that's probably the advice I'd give you. I'd have to see your approach to see if there's anything else missing. But try to ask for phone number, ask for Instagrams. Get their attention first, and the first thing you say needs to be a compliment. If you do those three things, you can't really go too wrong, especially if you're confident with what you're saying and et cetera, then you can't really go too wrong from there. So that's what I'd recommend. Right, last question for today, gentlemen. I bet you didn't expect this free PhD video in your inbox, did you, you motherfuckers? You're all sitting there going, okay, that was a good course. Bang, more content, more fucking knowledge from Tate. Best purchase you ever made. Motherfuckers. I'm too damn nice. I'm too nice. Do a video about how nice I am. Right, I have a question. I've got this chick on lock and she's loyal to me. Congratulations. What do I say to her if I bang another chick and the main one finds out? How can I get away with having multiple girls? Right, sitting down with your girl and saying, I want to fuck other girls, ain't really a conversation that's going to go well. It's just an awkward conversation. The truth of it is, you have to be militant. And I'm smiling because I'm laughing at how I do it. So I've got my chick who's loyal to me and she loves me. So what do? I fuck other girls. Sooner or later, she's going to catch me. And this is your chance. So you don't have the conversation with her. Women are not logical enough. You can't approach a woman and say, this is what's going to happen. Let's do a deal and be logical and make a deal. They don't work that way. You got hit with shock and awe of emotion. So you're going to cheat as normal. You're going to do your thing. You're going to fuck your hoes. And maybe she won't find out for a year. Maybe she won't find out for 2 years. Maybe she'll find out after a week. But when she finds out, that's when the pimping starts. So when I get caught cheating, I don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, okay, now we get to hammer it out. So the key things are this. I have a girl who's loyal to me and I fuck anyone I want. And I do that by, I did it as follows. I was with her for about a year and 2 or 3 months before I got caught cheating. In fact, fuck, I've got some screenshots I need to find on Facebook from my old phone. I got an old phone working and I had screenshots of that conversation when she first caught me cheating. And I put them on Facebook because it was so funny. I'm gonna find them and try and insert them in this video. If they're in this video in the following seconds, I did a good job and I found them for you. So anyway, the keys are this. She just caught you cheating. Bang. Rule one is you never, ever apologize. You are not sorry. They take that weakness and they fucking twist it and they use it against you. And this is not just for cheating. This is relationships in general. You are never sorry. Because once you admit fault, a woman doesn't sit and go, okay, he admits he's wrong. Or he admits that this is not the best situation. He admits that I'll be nice to him. They think, oh, he knows he's wrong. Let me just fucking, let me squeeze as much uncomfortable inconvenience out of this as possible. So don't do that shit. You're not sorry. And another thing you don't do is you don't lie. Because lying is cowardice. So when I get caught cheating, sit up. When I get caught cheating, she'll be like, who the fuck is this? That was a girl I fucked. What? What? Yeah, it's a girl I slept with, but obviously you're my girlfriend. I love you. I don't care about her. But why? I'm a full grown man. It's one of those things that happens, but I don't care about her, so it doesn't matter. I haven't apologized and I haven't lied. Now, if she really loves you and she's really loyal to you, she ain't going nowhere. Now, if she's gonna leave you for that small thing, fucking someone else, then she's not on lock. So you're telling me your girl's on lock. If your girl's on lock, like my girl is on lock and all my girls are on lock, then what I'm saying to you is gonna work. And that is, yeah, I fucked her. Listen, I'm a full grown man. Sometimes I sleep, sometimes I, you know, I do what I do, but I only love you. And one other thing I say is, this is testament to how much I love you. Most dudes are out there fucking other girls, falling in love with other girls. I fuck other girls, and I don't even care about them. The only girl I care about is you. I sleep with girls, and they don't even cross my mind anymore. So this shows I love you more than fucking anything. Most of these guys are out here, and if they fuck someone else, they fall in love with someone else. You know me, I fuck 100 girls, and I'm still here with you. You're the only girl I care about. So what are you worried about? What's the problem? And then, eventually, after this long conversation, because she's going to cry and she's going to complain and all this shit, all you have to do is not back down. She's going to come at you with things like, ooh, is it going to happen again? Say, oh, I don't know, probably not. Maybe not. If it really upsets you, we can talk about it. But I don't like you trying to control me and tell me what to do. Like, I'm going to do what I feel like doing. I'm telling you that I'm loyal to you because I only love you. So I'm loyal to you just the same. What you have to do is you have to shift their perception of loyalty. A female's perception of loyalty is he only has sex with me. You have to change that from he only has sex with me to he only loves me. If they understand that I'm the only one he loves, but he has sex with lots of people, then you can do it. So that's the real aim of the game. And you cannot do that from a position of weakness or apology. That's done from a position of strength and never backing down. So the individual conversation you're going to have is going to be different than the individual conversations I've had. But if you're not apologetic for cheating, you don't lie, you just explain, look, it was just sex. You have a dildo. You have a vibrator. I'm not jealous. I don't care. Do you love your vibrator? No. You fucked it or you use it and then you don't care anymore. That's what I did. So what's the problem? Oh, but how do I know you don't love her? And that's what's going to come in. That's what a conversation is going to eventually lead. How do I know I'm special? That's the final hurdle. When you start hearing things like that, you've won. Because all you have to do is convince her she's still special and you can do it again. Ta-da! So, when she starts saying things like, how do I know I'm special? Like, look, I only love you. You know I only love you. Or I only live with you. Or you're the only girl I've taken on holiday. Or you're the only girl who, whatever you come up with. You're the only girl I do these things with. Yeah, I fucked some girl. I was out. I fucked some weird. Out was one of the guys. I fucked some girl. She's tried to see me since, and I didn't want to see her because I don't care about her. Or she tried to see me since. I saw her a few times, but she's boring. I don't like any girl but you. These girls are boring. All you have to do is convince her she's still special and that you're still loyal to her because you love her and you can do what you want. My girl's not allowed to say I cheat. She used to say, oh, but you're always cheating. Oh, you're going out. She used to make a joke of it. Oh, you're going out. And I put clothes on. She goes, oh, you're dressed up. You're going cheating tonight. I say, don't tell me I cheat. I don't like that line. She goes, why? I said, because I don't cheat because I love you and I only love you. Oh, fuck something. It's not cheating because I'm loyal to you. I got to the point now where she doesn't even think I cheat. I'm fucking girl. She doesn't even call it cheating. She goes, oh, you going out? I'm like, yeah, you can be back tonight. I said, no. Okay. She doesn't even call it cheating because the camera guy is shaking his head because he knows it's true. But because my loyalty is not defined by who I have sex with. My loyalty is defined by who I love. So by convincing her she's special and she's the only one I love, then I'm allowed to do what I want. Now, if you're going to try and have multiple girlfriends, then that's going to be harder because she's going to think, oh, well, you care about them and you care about me. If you're going to try and have different girls living in the same house, in the same bed, like I've done, that's going to be harder. That's a new level. But the basic level, the base level is you've got your girl who you care about and you can fuck who you want. And as long as she's getting attention, she feels like she's special, and she understands that she's the only one you love, and that's where loyalty is. Loyalty is through love, it's not through sex. Then you're going to be able to do what you want. So that's the main aim of the game. I hope I've answered that question. There's no very specific formula, but that's the basis of it. Have your girl unlocked, do your thing, wait for her to catch you. Do not apologize, do not back down. Change her perception, shift her thinking to understand that love is about loyalty. Loyalty is about love, loyalty is not about who you have sex with. For the same reason she'll fuck a toy or whatever, you'll fuck a girl you don't care about, and it's nothing more than that, and she needs to get over it. And usually you're going to have questions like, well, girls are going to laugh at me. Say, these girls don't laugh at you, these girls are jealous of you. This is the number one question I used to get. Well, girls are going to laugh at me if they know you're fucking other girls. Say, no, they're not. Every single girl I fuck is desperate to be in your position. Every girl I fuck is desperate to be my girlfriend. They're all super jealous of you. They all want to be you. You're the only one I'm going on holiday with. You're the only one I'm in love with. You're the only one I put on my Instagram page. They're all completely jealous of you. And girls like me. Girls like girls being jealous of them. So they don't show at the time, but they think about it. Maybe the girls are jealous of me. Maybe if you start shifting it like, oh, these girls aren't hating on you. These girls are super jealous. You're the best. You get to be the fucking queen who I treat nicely. I treat these other girls like hoes, and they're jealous of you. You're the only one I love because I'm loyal to you. They're just stupid. You're not stupid. They're stupid. Shift the thinking, and then you'll get away with it. That sounds fun. That's enough for this course. I've got more questions to answer when we get this video out there. Once again, if you watch these answers and you have any more questions, email them to me. This is the best fucking money you guys ever spend. You're getting hours and hours of fucking content. You're probably going to get another video at a later date. So, if you have any further questions, feel free to drop me an email, and we might have another video coming out for you guys pretty soon.